And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A U.S. trade delegation has arrived in China for talks on tariffs. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. The discussions are expected to cover a wide range of U.S. complaints about China's trade practices, from accusations of forced technology transfers to state subsidies for technology development. Michael Brown, VOA News.
Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports some people question the timing of a payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Rudy Giuliani recently joined President Donald Trump's legal team and contends the payment was perfectly legal.
Rudy Giuliani's insistence the money had nothing to do with the campaign is complicated by the fact that Stormy Daniels' silence was secured just days before the 2016 presidential election and that Trump was dealing with the fallout from the Access Hollywood tape in which he bragged about sexually assaulting women. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Iran's foreign minister took to YouTube on Thursday to criticize U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to withdraw from the nuclear deal, saying Iran will not renegotiate or add onto the atomic accord. It comes as Mr. Trump has signaled he will withdraw from the agreement by May 12th if it is not renegotiated and changed. Those changes have included proposals to limit Iran's ballistic missile program, which Tehran says it has as a defense deterrent. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. A source tells Reuters news agency that the U.S. government is looking into reports that three Americans detained in North Korea have been relocated from a labor camp to a hotel near Pyongyang ahead of a planned summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Reuters' Ed Giles has more on the detainees.
Kim Hak-song and Tony Kim were detained about a year ago as tensions over North Korean missile and nuclear tests were reaching their peak. They were both working at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, opened in 2010 and founded by evangelical Christians. North Korea accused them of committing, quote, hostile acts against the country. And a third, Kim Dong-chul, was sentenced to 10 years hard labor for subversion. None of them have appeared in public since being sentenced.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Crystal Wells, the regional spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, said armed gunmen stormed into their compound in Somalia's capital and abducted a female staffer.
At this time, the ICRC is doing everything that we can to find out more about this incident and ensure her quick and safe release. But once again, we call on her immediate and unconditional release. This is, again, a woman who was working as a nurse in Somalia, taking care of some of the country's most vulnerable people.
The kidnapping in Mogadishu was the latest in a series of attacks targeted on aid workers in the Horn of Africa region. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for Wednesday night's attack. According to the annual Press Freedom Index published by Reporters Without Borders, hostility towards the media is growing, not just in places under authoritarian rule. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has more.
Last year, the number of journalists imprisoned for their work hit a record high, with Turkey, China, and Egypt as the worst offenders, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. In Europe, the region with the most respect for press freedom, two reporters were shot dead in the last 1 year for doing their job. In India, according to RSF, troll armies on social media, allegedly hired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, attacked journalists critical of the government. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is calling the disbanding of ETA noise and propaganda, vowing to carry on prosecuting the militants in the Basque separatist organization. Speaking a day after an ETA letter emerged stating that it had completely dissolved its structures, Rajoy said the group had failed in imposing through violence an independent Basque state. A final public declaration from ETA is expected later on Thursday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA.